Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for December 24th, 2021. Remember all those healthcare workers the government wanted fired if they didn't get vaccinated? Turns out they now realize that created a real problem. With the Omicron wave coming and hospitals understaffed, federal officials loosened the rules that healthcare workers have to stay out of work 10 days if they test positive. They can now get back at it after 7 days if they test negative and don't have symptoms. Yesterday, we told you about the Pfizer at-home treatment pill getting approved to fight COVID. Now they've authorized a second pill. This time it's Merck's molnupiravir. But it's been made clear Pfizer's Paxlovid is preferred because Merck's pill's ability to head off severe COVID is much smaller than initially announced, and the label will warn of serious safety issues, including the potential for birth defects. China put a city of 13 million people into lockdown, part of the country's zero-tolerance policy, just weeks before it's set to host the Winter Olympics. In the northeastern city of Xi'an, one person from each household will be allowed out every 2 days to get necessities. Everyone else stays home around the clock. People who were in hotels at the time became stuck there. If you have a fake vaccine card in New York, you're no longer a clever scamp. You're a criminal. The governor signed legislation criminalizing fake COVID vaccination cards. The new law makes the falsification of cards a misdemeanor and creates a new felony of computer tampering in the third degree for intentional entering, alteration, or destruction of computer material regarding COVID-19 vaccine provisions. We leave you with the frequently asked question of the week. So, is everybody going to get COVID sooner or later? The experts say, not necessarily. You'll probably be exposed, but whether or not you get infected and what it does to you still depends on public policy and how you behave. Bottom line, even if you're fully vaccinated, mentally prepare to test positive at some point, but no need to get overly alarmed when, or if, you do. In the United States, cases were up 38%, deaths are up 6%, and hospitalizations are up 11% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since December 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Alaska, Michigan, New Mexico, Arizona, and Maine. There are 10,989,003 active cases in the United States. The 5 states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Washington, D.C., 64%, Connecticut, 58%, New Jersey, 56%, Maryland, 53%, and North Carolina, 41%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Hopkins, Texas; Cuyahoga, Ohio; Tompkins, New York; Pike, Illinois; Franklin, Pennsylvania; Washington, D.C.; Adams, Pennsylvania; Lake, Ohio; Essex, New Jersey; and Winona, Minnesota. There have been at least 813,991 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 76.8%, Rhode Island at 75.9%, and Maine at 75.3%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Idaho, unchanged at 46%, Wyoming at 47.2%, and Alabama at 47.3%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 61.7%. Globally, cases were up 16% and deaths down 10% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 23,950,299 active cases around the world. The 5 countries with the most new cases: the United States, 236,519, the UK, 106,122, France, 84,272, Spain, 60,041, and Germany, 45,848. There have been at least 5,384,260 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.